I wonder, are they all good dancers or are they just beginners? Hey, the main thing I have to say is probably the most amazing thing, bit of information that came along my way this week is, and hey, you can learn things on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Hey, go to BBS Radio. You find out some of my most recent tweets. Anyhow, the Pleiadians are offering to meet with people who have private property, at least a big enough piece of private property they can land one of their small craft on. That's right, the offer is ongoing right now. You don't have to wait for the government to tell you about the ETs. You don't have to wait for the event to happen. You can actually personally meet Pleiadians. That's right, from the, you know, the star system known as the Pleiades. If you go out at night and the sky is clear, you can see the Pleiades. Sometimes known, it's a star cluster, sometimes known as the Seven Sisters. It was also featured in one of the original Star Trek episodes where they were pointing to the Tau IV system or something like that they were calling it. But it was actually, they were showing a picture of the Pleiades, and it looks more like eight stars than seven stars, or maybe even nine stars. But it's up there in the sky. It's like kind of a miniature little dipper arrangement of stars, or a little big dipper arrangement of stars. Anyhow, that's where the Pleiadians are from. There's of the seven major stars in the system. They have planets revolving around them. And the Pleiadians are from those planets revolving around the stars. LC1 is... I hear there's a connection between the orbit of our sun and LC1. Yeah, all this interesting connecting things. And this is Connect the Dots. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you can't remember that, well, hey, look on the BBS site. They got the number there posted, too. Hey, call in if you're a Pleiadian. If you're a starseed, yeah, the starseeds, supposedly, they're all Pleiadian. They're basically women, I think. And they look like us. So I hear, hey, if I met one, maybe I did meet one somewhere. I didn't recognize them as being Pleiadian. But if they look kind of like us, I guess anybody could get fooled. And some of them are sharing lives with people. Some of them are just had chose to be born into this generation. And we're talking about this particular point in time when the event is coming up, and we don't have to wait for the event. If you've got personal property, I mean private property, big enough for a small spacecraft to land in, and preferably secluded enough so your neighbors won't get nosy, you can telepathically contact the Pleiadians and they will come visit you on your property. Is that amazing or what? You know, you can have your first contact right now. This offer came out and during this past week. I think it's phenomenal. Unfortunately, I don't have a piece of property right now at this particular point. And when I did have property, it wasn't big enough to really land a spacecraft on without the neighbors getting nosy. And, right, they don't want you, they want you to do this privately and in secret. They're going to come meet you, but they don't want you to tell your neighbors or anything like that. And the explanation of how to contact them, you got to go on Twitter and search the tweets of at Cobra Info 1. That's COBRAINFO 1. Cobra Info 1. And search back far enough, somewhere in the middle of this last week, you'll find the tweets that tell you how to become part of this first contact program. And if you've got a piece of secluded property out there, hey, why not? You know, it's a chance to meet beings from other worlds that look like us. Hey, it's a good starting point. And I wish everybody luck who attempts to do this. And if you get to do it, please call into this radio station after you've done the event and share the experience. You don't have to tell us where you live or anything like that. Just, you know, give us an idea. Yeah, I was on the North American continent, and that's where I am, on the North American continent, and New York City. This show, I'm doing a show from New York City, even though it's listed as California time, Coast time. I talk about generations, yeah. Hey, this is an educational show, and, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the baby boomers. That was a generation. People born after World War II. But not everybody knows Generation X. Those were the people that were born from 1965 to 1980. And the millennials were born from 1981 to 1997. Isn't that interesting? Well, now you have those dates down, because they don't always publicly tell everybody that, but that's the official dates for what generation you might be from. All I got to say is, you know, there's false claims being made all the time, you know. There's a Chinese, I believe, emperor. Or maybe it was a Japanese emperor. The yellow emperor. Wrongly historically credited with inventing the bow and arrow in 2700 BC, but there's more accurate information that said the Native American Indians actually invented the bow and arrow tens of thousands of years before that. Somehow, the Yellow Emperor came aware of it and claimed that he invented it. Hey, while we're talking about dates, one of the most important dates going, and you should take the time to read the event, the Great Charter, the Magna Carta, back in the year 1297, 1297 A.D., the Magna Carta. The most important thing about this document is the fact not only was our Declaration of Independence incorporate some of the ideas in it, but it provides a justification of lawful rebellion. And we definitely need some lawful rebellion happening in the world today, because we're too overruled by the totalitarian world controllers, the dark side, the deep state, the bad guys. Egotistic, power-hungry, money-hungry, stifling, dark side. And there needs to be a lawful rebellion against their dictatorial rule of humanity. Hey, it all started back hundreds of thousands of years ago. Look it up. Read the book called The 12th Planet by Zachariah Stitch. That'll give you a good starting point. And then there's other books. Keys of Enoch. Yeah, you get a lot of good information out of that one. And Fifth Apocalypse Revelation. basically explains the whole system, how it all works. And here's what I'm, bugged about a few things, since I'm on Twitter. I follow the star seeds. I listen to some of the other extraterrestrials representing other civilizations. And I find it hard to believe that they're all from the faster vibrating dimensions, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and they're apparently unaware of a lot of things that has been shared with us by the celestial overseers. And it's baffling. You know, you wonder, hey, as the story goes, when Jesus incarnated on earth as Jesus of Nazareth, he is a creator God before that, but his seventh voyage, the seventh voyage of Sinbad, was to planet Earth as Jesus of Nazareth, and we call him the Lord Jesus Christ. He was baffled that his parents didn't know everything. You know, that's how it is on Earth. I'm sure he was shocked at a lot of other things still going on here. Well, we've been under the rule of darkness for hundreds of thousands of years. And we're being constantly suppressed from knowing the truth. And we are being fed plans designed to fail. And we are under mind control. And we are being slowly poisoned with chemtrails. Our immune systems are being further destroyed with the microwave frequencies from cell phones. And then the 5G is going to be unleashed, which is going to make people really, really sick. And they better bring this event on soon, because I don't see anything being done to stop this 5G. And then we have the big energy weapons lying in wait out there. And I've been questioned, does the Galactic Federation even recognize these weapons, because they're not turned on, and because I know my multidimensional physics, they can be turned on from any part in the universe. You can turn these machines on, and they can devastate the population here on Earth. And I don't see anybody even looking at this situation. I talk about it occasionally. Forget about national security. They're all part of the, you know, they're all being controlled by the New World Order. But I'm shocked that there's no talk about taking care of us on the surface. You know, we're being told we're the last ones to be taken care of. Well, thank you. You know, these are serious things that are hanging over our heads that the Galactic Federation should be taking care of them. Now they should be listening to people like me. That I asked them to tune into my show. I asked them to call. You know, this unfriendliness of afraid to call in. It's not cool. They need to get a better understanding of what it is to be an Earthling and what we expect of our brothers and sisters in the galaxy. You know, we understand there's those of you out there that love us and think highly of us, but at the same time, I expect responsiveness from anybody and everybody, because that's important, especially when there's a dangerous situation going on. We need immediate responsiveness. We can't say, well, we'll just wait around until you find the perfect time. It doesn't work that way on a world that's controlled by evil. Got a lot to learn, pals, but, you know, you're not going to find it out by staying in your spacecraft. I hope a lot of Pleiadians meet a lot of people when they meet the people that have some of the important information that they need to relay back to the whatever commanding Galactic Federation forces out there, because I see a lot that isn't being taken care of, and I am a perceptive individual. I'm talking about facts. Here's a little ditty I picked up. The Galactic Federation representatives, Galactic Federation of Light, talk about an ongoing 8 million war against the dark side. Well, I don't know who's in charge, but all I got to say is step aside and let the man here show you how it's done. There's no reason for allowing 8-million-year war to go. I don't want to hear the excuses, okay? When you see something starting or when it goes on for a little while, there's always a way to stop it. You know, it requires a little earlier intervention. You know, we have a saying here on Earth, a stitch in time saves nine. And I've read the story accounts of how the portion of the universe deals with rebellion. And, I have to say, I don't like how it's being done. I think it could be done way, way better, and certain issues need to be addressed immediately. Thing play itself out without intervening a little, because then that's the whole meaning of the stitch in time saves nine, because you let it go too far along, it gets really out of control and it becomes more difficult. It's true with anything. Look at people on planet Earth. They do all the wrong things with their bodies. Of course, they're encouraged by government to do that, because that's part of the purpose of government, to destroy humanity. You know, all the main keys people have been commandeered with a blurring of truth and all other kinds of mind control techniques. And so we have here on Earth basically governments that are public enemy number one. Isn't that wonderful? Well, that's the way it is, you know? And chain of command systems are being used against us. That's why there has to be a change of rewriting the rules. Hey, but let me switch on a dime here. I can stop on a dime and I can take off like a starship in a split second. You know, there's something called the violet flame. It's a good flame. It's healing. It's comforting. It's something you want to send to people that you love. It's connected with love. It's a purifying flame. If you can picture that color violet, picture it as radiant energy. Burns and hurts people, but a fire that cleanses. A fire of light. Well, something to think about. There's also something called the silver flame. I hear it's gentle. And these, and then there's the pink diamond flame. And there's all kinds of good things out there that are purifying, that are uplifting. And these things are coming our way. And I, of course, I have to mention the tachyon chambers. Yes, we need tachyon chambers on planet Earth right now to heal these people that are being slowly killed by the pharmaceutical industry and the quacky doctors that work hand-in-hand with the pharmaceutical industry. Kept slowly killing people with chemotherapy and other barbaric systems of so-called fighting cancer, you know. And there's those words again. You ever watch the news? Every just about every sentence they have has a phrase in it that refers to violence of some kind. You know, when they talk about the political people out there, you know, this one slams that one. You get it? Slams. It's a violent action. This one does that to somebody. This one shoots that one. This one tramples on that one. Always violent phrased in just about everything they say. It's being done on purpose to keep your mind locked into fighting and war and hurting and harming. And they succeeded just because they got, it's relentless. Start paying attention to all the key words they use when you watch the boob tube or even the newspaper articles, you know. That's the method they've developed, and, you know, it's unhealthy to keep using words like that. Part of the mind control, ongoing mind control that we are subjected to here on planet Earth. Did I tell you this is called a radio show? If you have a phone, you can actually pick it up right now, and if you punch the keys 888-627-6008, you will be connected to a live talk show, and you'll get to talk to me, and you can share some pertinent knowledge, important knowledge, with the listening audience. Connect the dots yourself. You know, that's why this is called Connect the Dots, because especially when people call in, I try to connect with whatever they're saying with what I'm saying, and something that'll be meaningful. You know, call and talk about UFOs you've seen. Talk about if you met the Pleiadians. Talk about the 5G nightmare waiting for us. Talk about the chemtrails, all the bad things chemtrails are doing. Talk about the GMO food conspiracy. Talk about the tanking of vaccines on purpose. You know, these are all the tools the New World Order is using to achieve their agenda of lowering the population by 95%, meaning they have to kill billions and billions of people to get it down as low as they want it. And that's how they're doing it. You know, they're, I tell people, if you've got kids in school, take them out of school. They're not getting education, they're getting brainwashed, and their DNA is being destroyed by the microwave frequencies in the school. This is serious stuff. I think my warfare, invest in a microwave meter and go to the school and find out how, what a hazard zone it is yourself. Never mind about people showing up going to shoot people. Your kids are being, you know, biologically massacred every day by just sitting in the room and being exposed to dangerous Wi-Fi frequencies, dangerous microwave frequencies, way above normal limits, and it's affecting, it's destroying your DNA, so they won't be able to have children. It's, you know, ruining the cells in their body. It's starting cancers. You know, there's another truth that people don't talk about. You know, your best system against anything is your immune system. Human beings are amazingly well-designed life forms. The immune system is amazing how it can heal the body. And all these things, that bad things being dumped on us, are designed to destroy the immune system. That's why you have to be out of your mind to listen to some quack doctor tell you about chemotherapy. Chemotherapy destroys your immune system. So, yeah, it's destroying cancer cells. First of all, you don't want to destroy them. You want to make them normal. And there's a way to do that. It's called advanced science. Some of the advanced sciences in that book I talk about now and then, The Keys of Enoch. Pick it up. It was written back in 1973, and it was identified itself as a revealing futuristic science. Well, we're in the future now. And it explains how things are modulated with pyramids, the higher reality, the more advanced reality, the faster moving reality above us, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension. You know, the vibrations increase every dimension you go up. And they modulate our lower world reality, physical reality, otherwise known as 3D, first three dimensions. Where things move slower. Yeah, we're actually made out of slow-moving light down here on Earth in the third dimension. Earth is moving up into the fifth dimension, so we have a kind of two timelines going right now, at least, probably more. Are there an infinite amount of timelines? Why not? Who knows? doesn't matter. It matters the one you're in. That's what it matters. And we're having the opportunity on Earth now to go into the fifth zone of reality. We have to vibrate faster to get there, and we have to be loving creatures to get there. And we can't bring any hate with us or any bad attitudes. So it's time to drop all those bad attitudes like a hot potato, as the saying goes. And back to remodulating living systems with pyramids and cubes and other special geometric shapes. Cones can be used also. So, talk about pyramids. I forget even where I picked this up, but something regarding the builder race. Can be accredited for building pyramids on Venus 2 to 2.5 billion years ago. Hey, in that book I'm telling you about, King of Enoch, they actually, the author, a real honest-to-good, intelligent, good-hearted human being. I met him twice, Dr. Hertag. He has pictures in his book, as the author of the book, J.J. Hertag, H-U-R-T-A-K, Dr. Hertag, has pictures of five-sided pyramids on the face of Mars. Yes, I think they're NASA photographs, the ones they didn't want to show you on TV, and they still don't want to show you, but he has a few pictures of them in his book from 1973, so it's worth looking at, you know. And he goes on to explain that these pyramids are there being used for scientific experimentation and manipulation of the reality. And, of course, we have hidden pyramids on Earth here, too. We have them under the mountains, supposedly a big pyramid in Bosnia, another one hidden underground in Alaska. There's probably pyramids at the bottom of the ocean. And, of course, we all know the Great Pyramid, which is the synchronizing of a pyramid of all the pyramids on Earth, as talked about in the Keys of Enoch, too. And, of course, if you're a beginner to all this stuff, I recommend you get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it's designed to take gain your attention. It's easy to read, no fancy words. I reworded everything I know that I put into that book so as to not use any fancy words, because I happen to know that if a word is too difficult to understand, people don't go run for the dictionary. They're lazy. They just move on and the message is lost. So I keep the language as simple as possible. Anyone with a high school education, even junior high education, can read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, but it brings your, opens up your mind to the multidimensional universe, the importance of frequencies and geometry of special shapes. That's how energy is modulated throughout the universe, and that's how all the dimensions are connected through geometry and the focalizing of energy through the focal points that determine the shape. Well, I said there, but I explained it pretty well in my book. Plus, I got pictures in the book that nobody else on the face of this earth has. Pictures of hovering spacecraft, that's right, that are so weird-looking. It's not even been depicted in science fiction movies, let alone real photographs, but I got them in the book. That alone is worth looking at, you know. I'm one of these people, I turn the pages and I look at the pictures. And that's how I made my book, too. Don't even waste your time reading it first. Look at the pictures. If that doesn't convince you there's something interesting in this book, I don't know. You are brain dead, I guess. Get the book. You can download it, I think, for $5. Put it on, download it on a tablet for $7. I think some Walmart outlet can get it to you for $4.92 or something like that. So there's no excuse the price is down that low. Yeah, if you want to, I tell people to get the book. It cost $22 and change at Barnes & Noble. I prefer the book myself because there's certain advantages to looking, flipping through the pages on a book, especially if you're looking at pictures. You can do the flipping from chapter 2 to chapter 9 to chapter 14 way faster than you can on the computer screen. That's right. There's certain things that you can actually do faster manually than on a computer. Prove it to yourself. All right? That's all I know is true. I proved it to myself. That is, so pyramids are very important. And in my book, you'll learn how to prove, to make a pyramid out of cardboard and prove to yourself that it draws in visible energy from where. Doesn't matter where, just so much as it matters, it does. And you can prove that to yourself. And it's scientifically proven. You make a cardboard pyramid, stick a banana under it, and you watch what happens. And it does the same thing every time, which the scientist says is proof. Of course, I don't have that much respect for all scientists because there are certain things that you can't prove in science, but you intuitively know they're true. And if you're tuned in to the universe, like some of us are, your intuition tells you what's true. You don't have to run a single experiment. You just know. It's the gift of knowingness. I know about it because I've got it. Others have it too. Hey, you know, water is an important thing. And that's a problem with 5G too. When they bring it online, it interferes with water molecules. Decreases your oxygen, which will affect the amount of oxygen in your blood system. Because everything in your body has to be carried through your living system with water. In fact, the water has to be changed to the proper shape. You know, all water is not equal. That's another little lie we've all been told. I don't mean to annoy history buffs, but there is that famous quote that politicians always use. I don't know whether it was in the Gettysburg Address or doesn't matter where it was, but it's still promoted today. All men are created equal. Well, that's one of the biggest lies that were ever told on the face of this earth. All men are not created equal. Even twins are unlike. A lot more to what makes up a human being than you've been told. You know, there's at least 5 overlapping bodies. I mean, you probably could think of a 6th one if you had imagination, but 5 overlapping bodies, the physical is just one of them. And the physical ones alone are different, not to mention the inner workings and the overlapping energy fields. No, all humans are unique individual personalities. That's right. All men were not created equal. And it's time we start talking that truth, you know, and stop allowing that misinformation to be put out there as truth. You know, we don't have to be equal or created equal for us to get along. It has to do with your personality, your loving nature, your consideration for others. You would be created equal. So let's pass the word along. If you're listening to my voice, you're going to school or college or something like that, tell your friends, question the teacher, not to embarrass them so much, but just, you know, argue the point. You know, prove to me that all men are created equal. And you'll find out he or she won't be able to prove it to you. I rest my case. And I'll just move along on that one. You know, I don't know what to say except that you're going to take time to read that Magna Carta I'm talking about, you'll be surprised that the most important point is it says you have a lawful right for a lawful rebellion. And like I said, that's what we need today. We need to rebel against the fake governments, the fake politicians, and I have to just go there for a minute, you know. I hate talking about politics. I hate politicians. I don't really hate them, but I hate politics. The concept of people going out there lying to you to get you to vote for them so they can get into an office of authority where they sit and do nothing and ride the gravy train, collect the bribe money, and basically do nothing for you. And that's where 90% of the politicians fall in that category, probably maybe even 95. And there's never enough honest ones out there to really meaningful get something meaningful done. You know, at certain points in time there have been, but it's not right now. Too many crooks out there. If you watch the, for a joke at least, watch the Democrats on stage bickering and offering you nothing and expecting to be the president of the United States. Hey, the only real candidate running for president of the United States in 2020 is me. That's right. I'm claiming to be because I'm doing it for the right reason. To take care of everyone, solve all the problems. They're not that hard to solve if you have that authority. There is no more authoritative position in this world than being the president of the United States. Even the richest person in the world doesn't have as much authority as the president of the United States. So why do all these wanted people want to be the president? They don't. They have such a lack of intelligence and knowledge as to what's going on. None of them talk about the Galactic Federation of Light. None of them talk about UFOs. They want to pretend none of this is going on, just like the rest of the crooks. And which says they're all ruled by the New World Order that doesn't want to reveal the truth. And they all want the positions of authority. They have no knowledge of solving problems. None of them do. You know? People like President Trump, the reason they like him is because he's actually been able to accomplish a few things with executive orders and the fact that he's not a phony politician. Sure, he might be a shyster businessman, and nobody's perfect, but far better than all the rest, except with one exception. He is 1/100th as good as I am when it comes to solving problems. First of all, he doesn't even know everything going on. I know everything going on. I don't care how many advisors he has. You find out what's going on by searching for the truth, and the more you search, the more you find for it. That's why I know close to everything going on. I'm amazed when I go on Twitter and listen to these galactic representatives, and I'm thinking, man, how can you not know all these things that I know, you know? And I had to find it without having a direct connection, you know, an open channel to the universe, because we're living in a quarantined world here, an isolated world where all the information revealed to the rest of the universe, we've been shut out on it in so many ways, you know. We've been walking through life with blinders on because the controlling governments have put them on us. It's all part of the several hundred thousand year control of the human race deals that are going on. And I'm sure there was little spurts of control before that. But according to my knowledge, the first recognized human being, officially recognized by the universe headquarters, our universe, yeah, there's different universes, was that it was about 1 million years ago that the first couple broke away from a tribe of human-type creatures. And they are recognized as the first two humans. Okay, so I'm going to stick with the official story. I wasn't there. or this, I'm not aware of being there when it happened, but these things are monitored, and that's the official record. Irregardless of what any scientist says, irregardless of any story of some extraterrestrial is telling us about they visited the Earth before that and stuff, but what we call the human being, the first recognized couple, it wasn't Adam and Eve. I don't have the names off on the tip of my tongue now, but the first two were recognized about a million years ago and logged in as this is the start, was the start of the human race on planet Earth. So that's just a little bit of knowledge, and if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Proving someone wrong is a hard thing to do. But I'm open. It doesn't make any, I get my head on straight. It doesn't make any big deal. You can call me up and convince me with words that I'm wrong. So, I'll say, wonderful, you proved me wrong. I can't remember the last time somebody proved me wrong. It's refreshing to know that I'm not perfect. How about that? That's how easy it is to admit when you've made a mistake. And then you just move on. It's no big deal. The idea is to limit your mistakes. If you're right 99 out of 100 times, you want to strive to be right 999 out of 1,000 times. Why not? And anyhow, I just want to say, in my book, Connected Dots Theory, I've not only revealed what I've learned and put it into plain English, I've coined phrases that will be helpful for everyone who hears these phrases in explaining the bigger picture. I coined the phrase plans designed to fail, because that's what most of the plans are going. I'm here in the United States, and believe me, we've got plenty of plans going designed to fail. And everybody's in charge is just too dumb or ignorant to see it, It's so obvious to an informed person that, hey, we're following plans designed to fail. They're doing the same thing over in Europe, with the European Union. Well, there's a devil institution, if there ever was one. The European Union, the whole thing was set up to destroy all of the social cultures in Europe, and they're doing a fantastic job of it, too. And the people are catching wise too, but the government leaders are, they're all being sufficiently bribed to look the other way and allow it to happen. What kind of despicable people are they? Same kind of despicable politicians that we have here in America. And boy, do we have a lot of them. I intended the term the flying crescent. You really have to get my book to understand it. You got to see the picture, what it represents, and then you'll understand why I call it the flying crescent. It has to do with telepathy, your mind being read, and a sign being given to you. The sky. We always heard these things in religious books. Look for a sign. Well, I was given the flying crescent one night, and I perceived through knowing this, I knew what it was and what it meant. But to explain it further, you'll have to read it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Guaranteed to make a smarter person out of you. I don't care how much you know. I have a tweet on Twitter that all you Galactic Federation of Light people, you can even learn something from this small book. It's only 100 pages of text, but the pictures say 1,000 words. And I've got about 75 pictures, and I got some amazing drawings of things I've seen, and I'm a good enough artist to capture what I've seen from memory. And then I talk about I changed the rules of my book. And you want to learn about these changing rules? I've expanded what truth is. That's right. I've expanded the definition of truth. That old scientific definition by the scientists, forget about it. That's for thunderheads and and people that want to live in a closed box. The scientific definition of truth is not all-encompassing. It doesn't, it's too limited. So I expanded the definition of truth, something we all should be interested in. I also redefined the word coincidence, you know. Coincidences are nothing that things that don't happen, are not things that happen by chance. These are things that were created to coincide at a point in the future. And the coinciding of the pre-planned events is the coincidence. Nothing, close to nothing happens by chance in this world, or other worlds for that matter. Yeah, the odds of something happening by chance, one in a million, one in a billion, something like that. And then I created to help people with arguing their point. You know, we have legal systems where the burden of proof has to be, you have to apply the burden of proof. But I also say, I've expanded that concept of the burden of proof to include, if you want to disprove something, the burden of proof is on you equally. And that's an important point. What can I say? Hey, anybody seen any good crop circles lately? Call up. This is a call-in radio show. You don't have much time to call in. 862-7600-8. Call in and tell us about crop circles. And let me just remind everybody, chain of command structures are being used against the human race. You know, think about it. And open your eyes. You'll see. You'll see, that's right. Well, let me tell you, there's more to life than just talking about problems. Fun is a very important thing. I make it a point to have fun every day of my life, one way or another. And you should be doing the same thing, too. Why not? I'm like a kid that never grew up. I enjoyed fun as a child, and I wasn't going to give it up, and I'm not. Part of life is having fun. So what did I do? I put together this YouTube for free. Punch in Subway, go to YouTube, music videos. I've got a rock and roll documentary. Not your typical rock and roll documentary. This is an entertaining kind of sci-fi fantasy, and it's called Subway Fantasy, but it's a rock and roll documentary. And it'll bring you right into clubs, wild clubs where the crowds are going crazy. That's right. A lot of us have not seen that or experienced it. So you can do it from right in your living room now. Hey, it's on, YouTube.com. It's for free. Key in the words, Subway Fantasy. You got to spell it right. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Right. I spelled it incorrectly, so there would only be one up there. Because if you spell fantasy the usual way, you'll run into all this other stuff. It has nothing to do with my 29-minute movie. Guaranteed to show you a little fun. You know, give you some enjoyment in life. And you won't even have to leave your house. That's it. It's for free. It's on YouTube. You know, music videos. Key in the word, Subway Fantasy. You got to spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Plus, I got a music video out there. If you can remember this, play another party song tonight. It's an entertaining video of one of my original songs. It's not boring, it's entertaining, you know? Not one of like all those boring videos out there. Most of them are pretty boring. it's there for entertainment. And then, hey, if you listen to my show before, you know at the end of the show, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Time? Well, by next Saturday, I'll have another free video out there. Yeah, the free video for Are You the Party in Kind? And again, it's entertaining and it gives some strong images of what it is to be the party in kind. And you'll see it and you'll understand. Plus, it's a great song. And the lyrics speak for themselves. And then you'll have to ask yourself, are you? Well, I am. That's why I wrote the song. That's why I put the video. Yeah, next, another YouTube video for free will be out there next week. Are you the party in kind? But right now, when you get done listening to the show, go on YouTube and you maybe want to start with the song. Play another party song tonight. And then maybe you want to go then to the 29-minute rock and roll documentary video that'll take you inside the club scene to where we have some rowdy club goers. And the whole thing is entertaining, plus it starts off like a science fiction movie. Now, who ever heard of a rock and roll movie? Documentary that starts off like a science fiction movie? Well, that's why I created it like that, because I wanted it to be entertaining. That's right. I even have a monster show up in the movie. Can you believe that? Yeah, right. Well, seeing is believing. You'll see it. So that's it. I got two free things out there on YouTube right now. Next week I'll have a third one, and I'm going to continue with this because I have a giant collection of original songs, and I'm just going to start cranking them out and putting them out there to be entertaining, because people need entertainment in this world, you know? People need to have fun, and I'm an authority on fun. Now, how to make things interesting, I do video production, and we all know some of you listening out there happen to know the guy personally, Ron Howard. You know, he makes movies now, but he was famous starring in Happy Days, and he actually, he was in TV series before that. But he starred in the first, in the American Graffiti movie. He was one of the teenagers who was dating the other girl, who had some TV shows also. And if you ever saw the movie American Graffiti, well, I tell you, it reminisces of a time that existed in California, but it was still going on here on the East Coast, long time later. And since Ron Howard makes movies now, it would be nice to pass the information along to him somehow to come out here to the East Coast and make another movie, call it East Coast American Graffiti. And let me tell you, give you just one little story about things that we're going out here on the East Coast. If you saw the movie American Graffiti, everybody talks about Suzanne Somers, the hot chick, and the white T-Bird. We had something to top that over here on the East Coast. There was a girl who had I don't know what year it was, maybe it was a 63 or 64 gold Corvette, something like that. It's 60s gold Corvette, and on the back of her car, she would go around cruising and race people. It was a hot car, fast. She had written on the back of her trunk, so you could see it if you were following her. The girl with the gold Corvette, she was a legend in her own time. it said on the back of her car, if you can beat me, you can eat me. And you can take that any way you want, but that's what it says. And it'd be nice to see that in a movie. East Coast American Graffiti. It's a movie to be made. Hey, if you know Ron Howard, pass the info along to him. Maybe since he starred in the original American Graffiti, now that he makes movies, he might be interested in doing it, because there's a lot of stories out here on the East Coast. Graffiti. It was what happened here. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I know so many people that experienced it out here. There was more happening out on the East Coast. Sure, you guys did it first in California, but on the East Coast, gold Corvettes with lettering on the back, if you can eat me, you can beat me. Well, that's some bold conversation. And they only had one race. There was drag races going on. The movie American Graffiti, they had that one big race. There was drag racing going on every night on the East Coast here. Every night. And people were doing it for big bucks. Well, so much for that. Hey, I'm doing a show for New York. The world. Talking about, so there's going to be more free videos popping up by me. And I do have a lot of great original songs. You know, please, you just check it out yourself. Hey, the CD Baby link to my two albums out there. Go to BBS Radio. Click on the name of my show. This is Connect the Dots. Saturday, 10 p.m. Station 1. And the CD Baby link is there. And what's really good about when you've got music out on CD Baby, anybody can listen to 29 seconds of any one of your songs to give them an idea if they want to download it. And they're only charging 99 cents for a download. I guarantee you, if you go take a minute or two to check out the 29-second preview of all the songs I have out there, you'll find one or two you like worth downloading. Come on, what's 99 cents? Pennies. You go to a stupid bar and they'll charge you $10 for a stinking watered-down drink. That's how it is on the East Coast here, especially in New York City. Prices are off the wall. Stellar up in the ceiling. Unbelievably expensive. The days. Hey, the club guys. Crazy club going days are over on the East Coast. Too many overly enforced drunk driving laws. Not that the people are really drunk, but the limits are so low that you could be arrested for having just a couple of drinks because the limits are just ridiculously low. Hey, they want to stop drunk driving. All they have to do is legalize pot, you know? People drive way better on pot than they do drinking. Simple, you know. But the government's afraid to legalize pot. Doing a little now, but they're making it too costly, you know. So people are still going to be buying it black market because they taxed it so high. I mean, it's just too, you know, too ridiculous. Governments are afraid of people smoking pot. That's right, because when people smoke pot, they start talking about justice and truth. They don't want that, because then we'll quickly come to the conclusion government is screwing us over, and of course they are. You know, they wrongfully tax us. Come on, in America, your taxes were supposed to be voluntary, but they've conned us into accepting that we have to get tax money taken out of our paychecks, and we have to pay what the government tells us we have to pay, whether we like it or not. Whatever happened to the voluntary tax thing? Yeah, sure. That's government for you. Hey, on the Anunnaki. That's their form of government. destroyed here and suppressed the human race, forced us into it, beginning some 300,000 years ago, and then they set up the first civilized cities, which of course incorporated all their control mechanisms, taxing the working class, and all the other bad things they brought to us. And I point that in my book. Every bad habit the human race has now, you could blame it on the Anunnaki. Every one of them. And I list them, too. Well, if I list the 39 ongoing conspiracies, and it's more than 39, but did you hear that? 39 ongoing conspiracies, right? No. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy revealer. And of course, we all know that term, conspiracy theorist, was invented by the CIA to stop people from bringing out the truth. Or was invented by the FBI, one of those groups. Anyhow, let me tell you something. The only way we're going to straighten out the federal government in the U.S., we need a constitutional convention. Unfortunately, you need the states to come together on that. The state governments are almost as crooked as the federal government, especially like let's take a state like California. Oh my God! These people are everybody in government here, and they make all the most stupidest laws in the world. That's all I got to say. California is the worst. People need a lawful rebellion there. Learning something from the Magna Carta. That's right. Look it up. Hey, you know what? We're coming down to the end of the show here. All I got to say is everybody go to YouTube, check out my free Subway Fantasy. Spell it right. Subway and then Fantasy. Phantesy. You'll have a good time watching on a big screen. That's right. You got to watch these things on DVD players on big screens. Don't try to watch it on your cell phone, please. The only thing good on the cell phone is my presidential website, 2020presidenttomennison.com. That comes out good on the cell phone. Any YouTubes, you got to need to watch them on a big screen. And you need to, have it on a big screen. And no, not your personal computer is not big enough. I'm talking about a bigger screen. The bigger the screen, the more entertaining it will be. That's how you watch entertaining videos. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. And as always, you're going to hear the fantastic, tasteful guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? And like I said, next week the video is going to be out there on YouTube to watch for free. And then you'll get an idea of what the partying kind is, what they look like, etc., etc. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. Listen to the words. It talks about empowering yourself, a declaration of empowerment. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be body's sleeping. I don't want to join, in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look.